Guys, what's up?
Hey, you ready?
Ready? I've been waiting for this game all week.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out with my friends.
Oh, no, you're not. It's date night, and you're staying in to rub my feet.
Yes, dear. Sorry, guys.
Oh, God, crap.
Guys, how many of you have a friend that's a shell of himself thanks to an overbearing, pushy woman? Do you wish you could get back to the good old days of ball games, beer drinking, and eyeballing good-looking women? Well, you're in luck. If you want to get your friend's manhood back, then you need to enroll him in the National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men. At the National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men, we use positive reinforcement skills that enable him to stand up to that pushy bitch who won't give it up.
Come on, man. Say it. We're here for you, pal. Come on.
I'm going out with my friends.
Say it like you're the boss, dammit.
I'm going out with my friends!
Yeah! After just a few weeks of testosterone training, we guarantee your friend will take his balls back from that c*** tease.
Guys, what's up?
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out with my friends.
Yeah! The National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men. Proud to help men everywhere not feel pussy whipped anymore.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom, son. That's right. Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 10th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And I'm Braden.
And yeah, we are jamming it out one time. Travis is still kind of gone, but he told me I talked to him, and he will be back tomorrow. But since tomorrow's not Wednesday, he'll be back Wednesday when we do another show. We were going to do one tomorrow, but then we'd have to do one back to back to back, and frankly, I just can't handle that much Jam Hole, and I don't think y'all can either.
Yeah, that's too much Jam Hole for anyone. Yeah.
That's too much jam for anyone's hole, if you ask me. Word. So, yeah, this is the Jam Hole. You're jamming it out. How is you doing?
I'm doing
How
okay.
Are?
How art thou?
Oh, it's one of them days.
Yeah, it is.
Anything exciting going on in your world?
Not
too much. Besides being here right now on the Jam Hole?
Not too much, just band as usual. So everyone knows, we are planning on doing a show on 420.
April 20th?
Yep.
This year?
Yep.
Fuck me.
So it's not for sure yet. We don't have a venue set up yet.
Oh, nice, but, nice.
Well, it's still a little ways away, but we're planning on it. So.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I plan on taking showers every day. Doesn't mean I fucking do. So, yeah. Yeah, nothing else going on. How's the band doing? Good?
Pretty good.
I heard one of your members had a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Is that something we can talk about?
Well, I guess. I mean, he's not really with her, so it doesn't matter.
Does he see the kid, though?
I don't know, actually. We haven't really talked about it too much.
Yeah, he just kind of likes to keep it in the closet.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's a good kid, though. That kid is, like, musically delicious, you could say.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. First time he showed up, he learned three of our songs in, like, 3 hours.
And, like,
I was,
any instrument, too. That
plays drums, guitar, bass.
I bet that kid could fiddle if you gave him a fiddle or, like, a banjo or something.
Probably.
That would be sweet, mixing, like, heavy metal with a banjo.
You could well, I was thinking about that, actually, taking a banjo and put a pickup in it and then run distortion through it.
Dude, so, yeah. Distorted dueling banjos.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That would fucking rock with a twang.
But that's about it.
Right on, right on, right on.
Anything
well,
new with you?
Nah, same old shit. And well, kind of. I don't know. It's not really new, but I've come to the conclusion that in all of my travels, in and out of all these offices, seeing all these different people, my conclusion is that everything is good. Like, I don't know. It's so weird. And, like, I thought of that because I go in and out. I'm like, hi, how are you doing? They're like, good. How are you? And I'm like, good. And they're like, that's good. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. And I, like, I wrote that down. And then the next stop I went into, I went in and I'm like, hi, how are you? And she's like, good. How are you? And I'm like, good. And she's like, good. And I'm like, good. And then I just started fucking cracking up. I, like, could not hold it in anymore. And, like, that happened, like, I don't know, at least 90% of the places I went into, it was that same exact exchange of words,
right.
And everything's good, except for this one place. I went in, and I took the initiative. I'm like, so, having a good day? And the lady looked at me, and she's like, no, actually, I'm not. And I was like, oh.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm like, you're not supposed to say that.
You should hang out with all these other people, because apparently they're all having good days. So, I don't know. It's just fucking, I guess it's just more that whole I'm on autopilot for 8 hours a day thing that people just go through. And I don't think they even realize they do it. It's total, like, second nature. Like, when I used to work at this liquor store, and everyone would be like, when someone, you'd ring them up and, you know, you'd put their liquor in the bag and you'd be like, have a nice day. And they'd be like, you too. And I would say something just like totally different that wouldn't make sense if they said you too, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of, like, get what you mean.
Yeah, I'd be like, so nice weather, huh? And they're like, you too. I'm like, cool. Thanks.
That's a good one.
But, like, and then it would make them, like, stop for a minute, but by that time they were already kind of out the door, and
right.
They kind of, like, just snicker to themselves, like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, they're like, wait, that wasn't right.
Yeah, wait a sec. The weather's good. Well, good. And let's see, what else? Oh, another thing. Oh, God, this cracked me up. I was driving down the street, and there's this lady jogging, but she was pushing a stroller. But it wasn't just, like, the single stroller. It was the double stroller. And she had, like, a kid, like, a little baby in each one of those. And she was jogging. And then on top of that, she had a fucking baby, like, strapped to her stomach. You know,
wow.
Like, she was jogging. Like, it just sat in between her tits. And, like, the baby was just fucking, like, I don't know. The baby probably didn't know what the fuck was going on. But,
wish, yeah, I was that baby. Damn.
Yeah, I know, right? No, not after three fucking kids came out, you'd be like, wow.
Well, at
I
least
just,
she's...
It's like that Family Guy joke where Stewie's like, actually, it's not that good. I actually kind of just walked out and whistled or something. I forget how it went. But
well, yeah. At least she's one of those chicks that's actually trying to lose the weight after
I know,
having
right?
the kids.
And she's like out
fat.
There jogging. She's like, man, the more kids I carry, the more weight it is, the lighter I'm going to get. And I was like, wow. But the only thing I could think of was, hey, have another fucking kid. Hey, you know what? Have one on me. Here's a fucking, you know... It just pisses me off. I see all these people, and they just have, like, 4 and 5 and 6 kids. And it's like, you know, we don't have an infinite... an infinite... To sound it out, Junior. We don't have an infinite amount of space or resources or anything else. And they're, like, they're fucking and not pulling out or not wearing condoms. Like, there's fucking... Like, it's going out of style or something. It's like, oh, I gotta have more kids because if I don't, I'm gonna have to do things, and if I have more kids, then I can have my kids do things, and then I won't have to, and then they'll take care of me when I'm older. It's like, you know, they're just gonna throw you in a home,
you know,
anyway, so why even fucking bother?
It's probably all the Mormons that are so repressed sexually that
the only
way that they can have sex is for procreation,
right?
So they, every Mormon you meet
so
has
like, hey,
10 kids.
Want to have another baby? Ah, not another one. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah,
like, that, it's fucking ridiculous.
I blame them for our overpopulation.
The Mormons.
Yeah, the
I
Mormons.
I blame you, Joseph Smith. You're on my shit list. The other thing I came into contact with was all, you know, every place I go to pretty much has a dog if it's a residence. And I swear to fucking God, the next dog that tries to hump my leg while I'm carrying a jug of water is gonna get that fucking jug dropped on its doggy fucking head. I'm done playing around with these fucking mutts. I get barked at all day. I fucking hate dogs as is. They come and they piss on my tire, and then on top of that they want to hump my leg. Fuck that shit. You're getting 50 pounds dropped on your head, and I'm going to make sure the owner's not there to see it, and I'm going to fucking laugh. Stupid dogs.
Yeah, there's too many lonely guys out there that are too scared to talk to women, so they just
right?
get a dog
like,
instead.
Hey, Fido, come here. And the dog does, and you're like, wow, that feels good.
And then they give him X.
Right, and then they fuck it, and then the dog ends up passed out spread eagle, and the house gets destroyed.
That's another story, though.
That's callback, by the way.
I think we have a callback on pretty much every show now.
I try to. It's better than a comeback, I guess.
I guess.
That
I
could
don't
get
know.
Messy. So, yeah, that's about all I have. Anything else?
I don't think so. We should get into some stories.
Let's do some news here.
You want to go first?
I'll rock, paper, scissor you for it. Okay.
Right.
Ray? One, two, three, shoot. No, that's not how you fucking go.
Sorry.
Now you just saw
I
what I did.
Up.
Okay, Ray? One, two, three, shoot.
Damn
it, you beat me anyway again. All right.
So, wait, does that mean I go first or you go first?
Yeah, fuck off. You go first.
Okay.
I hate you.
I love you too.
All right.
See, I got. School beating stuns even cops. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Beating. Were they black?
Yeah, that or they're just masturbating in school.
School beating
stuns even cops. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good. All right. As many as 40 young teenagers savagely beat three other boys with pipes and bottles yesterday
40?
Afternoon. 40.
Fuck me.
Damn.
Beat how many? Just three?
Yeah, three.
40 to three. That's like some Spartan odds there.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Fuck.
With pipes and bottles? Jesus Christ.
That's,
they must have been black.
Oh, it's brutal. Oh, it's fucking brutal.
What, the three kids that got beat?
No, the 40 kids beating them.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. I don't know.
But seriously, though, that hurts.
I guess it could go either way. I mean.
Yeah. And then I thought it was like the cops. They're like, damn, we thought we beat some black people down. They're like, man, hey, check out these guys.
They need to take lessons from school kids, you know.
Shit, apparently.
See, sending the trio to hospital and leaving a Scarborough schoolyard covered in blood. Damn.
Yeah, that'll happen.
That will happen. Super troopers.
Caught in a case of the old repeater.
Awesome. See, Toronto police say staff at Cornell Junior Public School on Holmfield Terrace. Ooh, Holmfield, nice.
Ooh, Terrace.
Southeast of Markham Road and Lawrence Avenue East.
Just in case, you know, you want to go visit the schoolyard and get your ass beat by 40 kids.
Pipes and bottles, no less.
I know. That's like an endurance test, like in that Matrix game, The Path of Neo, that towards the first when you're in that room and they just keep sending people in, but it's like real life and you're beating off kids. How many kids do you think you could beat off?
Oh, speaking of, there's this
oh wait, did I just say beat off?
Speaking of beating off kids.
hold on. I meant defend against, you sick fuck.
Yeah, sure you did.
Okay. So
speaking
seriously,
of,
how many kids could you beat off?
Well, that's kind of funny. There's this okay.
Oh, I love this show.
There's this survey I found on MySpace, and it was the only good survey I've ever actually taken the time to do.
Really?
It's a survey on how many five-year-olds you could fight, basically.
You could beat them. That is so great.
Exactly.
That will never get old, ever.
Oops, I bumped the mic.
Yeah, I've been doing that, too.
Bummer. Okay, I'm going to get back to the story now.
So wait, what was this? So what did you answer?
Oh, I can't.
How many 5 year olds could you be defending?
I could beat off, like, I think it was like 28 5 year olds.
Really? I'd get into about 7 and my hand would start cramping up. Anyway. God.
So.
This show brings out the best in me. I think my mother would be proud. You know what? I was talking to her about this show.
Really?
And you know what she said? She's like, I would listen to it, but do you have to be so vulgar? And I looked at her, I'm like, hey, you gave me this mouth. And she looked at me, and she was, like, so offended.
Oh,
and she
man.
Was like, I did not. That was your father. I'm like, thanks, Mom. He's dead. Now how do you feel? And then she got kind of mad at me.
Oops.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Which is why you have a podcast where you can say anything.
Right? Exactly.
See, fuck, I lost my spot.
Yeah, that'll happen also.
Called 911 after looking out the window around 3:45 p.m. and seeing dozens of youths involved in three violent brawls around the schoolyard.
Three
school
brawls.
Grounds. Wow. It was vicious, very vicious, Sergeant Jim Gibson said at the schoolyard, a large chunk of which was cordoned off the yellow crime scene. Seen tape last night. That was weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Brutal.
That was brutal.
We say that way too much.
I fucking need to stop watching that. I need a new show to watch. Anyone
Seriously.
Has good ideas of some good shows I should watch, email us.
I don't know.
info@thejamhole.com.
We've probably seen all the good cartoons,
I think,
though.
So.
But, yeah. Anyway, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah. We're open to pretty much whatever at this point, at this juncture.
Our legs are open to anything.
I'll take whatever, and I'll take it all.
Okay.
And then I'll wash it out with Summer's Eve.
We have a lot on our minds because we cannot stick to the story, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, he said it was too soon to know exactly who was fighting who or what the dispute was over.
He said it was just a big blur of black and red.
That was awesome.
Nice, Sarge.
Yeah, that was good. But this was just so vicious, said Gibson, who was also troubled by the young age of those involved in such horrific violence.
Well, and how old were they? No, sorry.
I don't know.
I'm getting ahead. Yeah. I apologize this time.
I didn't fucking read the story.
Yeah, right? What do you think we do, prepare for this
Seriously,
shit?
Seriously, this is all just
improv?
Natural. Yep, improv.
Oh, natural. This is like a big hairy bush. Lonely and natural.
Let's see, quote, I've been doing this job for 28 years, so not a lot surprises me anymore. But this was just so vicious, said Gibson, who was also troubled. Oh, you know what? I just fucking read that.
Nice.
Damn
dude.
It.
Score one for the good guys.
I know, that's, yeah. Glass bottles. Okay. Well, I didn't. Oh, wait. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
See, I'm keeping your spot.
Yeah, you got
I'm
my spot and I don't. Okay. Based on the amount of blood and the way it was splattered all over the schoolyard.
Nice.
fuck. I lost my spot again, dude.
Dude, do you want me to read that to you and then you can comment on it?
No, that's just good. Splatter of the schoolyard. Gibson said it appears the attackers chased the three victims, pounding on them and striking them with glass bottles as they tried to get away.
And they didn't try very hard.
They must not have. Quote, there were 30 to 40 kids going at it pretty good for quite a while, he said.
Like, they were just sitting back watching it. They're like, all right, whoever wins, then we'll come in and arrest them.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like this guy was just watching it. It's
I
like,
know,
fuck
like,
that.
They called the cops, and the cops rolled up and, like, saw this brutal fucking beating. And they're like, no, wait, hold on, Chachi.
Yeah, wait,
let's
wait.
Watch this.
Yeah, let's watch this.
Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah.
And they're all back there placing bets and shit.
Hey, that's what I do.
I know, dude.
All of the students are in their mid to late teens and do not attend Cornell. It's believed they are high school students from nearby Sedbury, Colgetty? I don't know what
collegiate?
That's. Collegiate?
Nice.
Weird. when cruisers pulled up on the scene, the attackers fled. Quote, what was left was this poor guy with his ear hanging off,
ooh.
His two buddies who were left to pick up the pieces,
ooh.
Literally,
right.
And a few kids who were brave enough to stick around and tell us what happened.
Right.
Okay.
They probably, like, got caught or something. They're like, I'm not resisting arrest. I'm not. I promise. They were, like, the scared black kids. Like, don't beat me. Please, don't beat me.
And they're the ones that have been through this before, I'm sure.
Right. Rodney's kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
The victims were taken to Scarborough General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Well, that's boring.
What? That's not very vicious, then. I was expecting, like, death and destruction.
Well, yeah,
not
I said there
fucking,
was...
His ear was hanging off. That's kind of
blood splattered
bad, I
everywhere.
Guess.
I mean, I don't know.
Hmm.
Detectives were waiting to talk to them last night. One arrested. That's... What? One arrested?
All right.
Out of 40?
Those aren't very promising odds.
Yeah, those cops suck.
Yeah.
All but one of the attackers. Oh, okay. I guess only one got away. Explaining a boy believed to be 16 or 17 was arrested and taken to 43 Division, whatever that is.
That must be the cop station.
Yeah. His name can't be released under the Youth Criminal Justice
Act. Of
course. Of course, yeah. Police are looking for dozens of teens following the violence, but had little to go on last night.
Yeah.
Blah,
blah, oops. Blah. Well,
that's that one.
That is kind of brutal, I guess. I was expecting a little bit more bloodshed,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know what I was really expecting. But this should more than make up for it. Arm sliced off in rail horror. Can you imagine?
No.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. That's why you can't. A 37-year-old NSW man had his right arm sliced off after making a drunken attempt to jump onto a moving train.
Wow.
Yeah, the love train.
Yeah.
Police said the incident occurred at Coniston Station near Wollongong. Wow. And CCTV footage shows the men leap from the platform just before 8 p.m. last night. Dude, we got to find that video.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I want to see that video.
If the video of the little two-year-old getting sprayed in the face with the pressure washers online, this has got to be. Let's see. He has been on the platform, and it appears he tried to jump between two carriages into the gap. Wow. It's like Frogger, but real life.
On a train, too.
And he was drunk. Could you imagine just, like, being really drunk and trying to play Frogger? The snake gets you every time.
Actually, that reminds me, back when you were living with Mark all those years ago.
Yeah.
One of these nights, we decided to do some drunk driving, so we got really smashed and just played Need for Speed. And that goes
in real life.
No, we played the game on the computer. Oh. Need for Speed.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck. I can't imagine what it'd be like to actually drive drunk.
No shit. Well, I'll show you one of these
days. Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Well, let's see. He has missed and then has attempted to climb onto the platform, but he has then fallen back down beneath the moving train.
Wow, he got fucking ran over by that.
The train was out of service and it was pulling into the station to remain overnight. The man suffered a severed right arm near the shoulder, but two other trains approached the station before he was discovered.
He must have been sitting there for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to climb with only one arm. I mean,
well, especially when you're just fucking bleeding. Everywhere
drunk.
Too. Yeah,
that
and drunk.
Didn't help the whole situation.
Yeah. Well, he's probably bleeding even more when you think about it because he was drunk.
Thin out your blood. Yeah. So I hear. Let's see. Another train has gone past and it hasn't hit him, and the driver of a third train has seen him, the spokesman said. The man had been asked earlier to leave the Coniston Hotel due to his behavior and intoxication. I wouldn't be surprised if he sued the hotel for making him have to leave.
Right? Yeah, probably, and make them responsible for what happened.
Yeah, and then he'll get a big settlement and blow it all on alcohol and try this again, only the train will be going a lot faster and it'll just destroy him.
Yeah, I can't wait to read that one.
I know, right? Coming soon in an upcoming episode of The Jam Hole.
Let's see if we predicted that one correct.
Right. The injured man, he was rushed to Sydney's Prince of Wales Hospital, where he's admitted in serious condition last night.
Oh, no
Seriously
shit.
Seriously drunk condition. He was undergoing surgery earlier today.
What kind of surgery do you need? Your arm's gone.
Right? You think you would just take, like, a hot iron and cauterize that shit?
Yeah, I know. Something.
I mean, it kind of sounds like he's a vagrant, like, just a drifter, so I doubt he had any kind of health insurance.
Yeah, probably not. He's probably just an alcoholic, just being...
Just a bum. Being a
being
bum.
Stupid, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
Is that all you got for that one?
That was that.
All right.
Short and sweet and brutal, just
and
the way
brutal.
We like it.
This is a brutal episode.
Fuck in A.
See, jail for Australian kiss killers.
What?
Yeah, I know. Two Australian women who bludgeoned a British girl and then kissed as she lay dying have been jailed for life.
Man. Okay, can you read that in a little sexy voice? And I'll be over here, don't worry.
Beating off.
Don't. Trying to beat off as many kids as I can.
Oh, wow. You know what? I don't think I'm going to read that in my sexy voice. I don't think any of our listeners can handle my sexy voice.
It's pointing at you, bud.
Okay. The body of Stacy.
Why do you people listen to this?
I don't know. You guys should not listen. But, you know, you will anyway, because we're just that awesome.
I know. It's great.
Yep.
I listen to it, and I make the shit.
Yeah, seriously. We're just fucking hilarious.
Golden
can't help it.
Golden grams. Okay.
All right. The body of Stacy Mitchell, 16, wow, was
nice.
Found
I'm already, you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
It's a lady.
Was found in December 2006.
It's hard to read when someone else is making you laugh.
It kind of is.
All right.
In a wheelie bin in Perth? What is a wheelie bin?
I think that's what those weirdos down under call a garbage bin, a rubbish bin.
Fucking Aussies.
I know, right?
Seriously. Days after her family reported her missing.
You know what? I would move to Australia and become a wizard.
A wizard?
And then I would be the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, nice. I didn't even get that one.
I know. I
that
was
fucking
like,
good. Yeah.
What I would I be? Okay. That's all.
See, lesbian lovers. Oh, you got my attention.
Between
the 16-year-old and the lesbian.
I wasn't even going to go there, but thank you for bringing us into the trash.
Let's see. Lesbian lovers Jessica Staninowski, 20,
nice.
And Valerie Parashamty. Whoa.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Some crazy
What happened
names.
To, like, Smith?
Yeah.
Or, I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's American, and these are Aussies, so.
Right.
It's different.
That's not an Aboriginal name.
Well, I guess that's true. Well, they're all fucking... Where is Aussies from? Because they're all just...
The Aboriginal? I don't know, really.
Well, no, but...
any Aussies know, write us and let us know.
Yeah, but remember...
ignorant Americans.
Remember, Australia was originally just a big prison.
Oh.
Remember?
I thought that was a rumor.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
I thought that was originally a movie.
No, I think that's true. That's why they get such a bad rap for crime is because...
Really?
Yeah, Australia was originally populated criminals.
Speaking of Australians, have you ever seen the movie Bra Boys?
I don't think so.
That shit is fucking... I don't know. If you're into, like, surfing or Aussies, I guess, it's a really cool movie about, like, this gang called the Bra Boys, and they are, like, the most vicious, brutal gang ever. It is such a good movie, though.
I'll have to
Bra Boys.
Download that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
From your local Netflix account.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I meant. Can just suckle my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
You got multiple.
The whole
dicks
MP.
To suck.
What? I'm like a cow down there, like a Swiss Army dick.
That was pretty good.
All right. Speaking of dick, I got to get into this tangent. So I don't know if any of you know this or not, or even want to know this. And if you don't, now might be the time to fast forward a couple minutes or just plug your ears. But since
earmuffs.
About earmuffs. Okay. Since I was about 15 or probably 14, I just kind of stopped wearing underwear. And you know what pisses me off? When you're in the bathroom taking a piss and you, no matter like how many times you shake it or you wipe the head of your dick, like a little dribble still comes out. That just pisses me off.
I fucking hate that.
And then like I could see if you wear underwear, you could just, it would absorb in the cotton, but then you'd have like stained whiteies. So I don't know.
I guess if you wear whiteies.
What do you do about
I
that?
So.
I don't know. I'm asking y'all for help. What
yeah,
do you do
email
about
us.
That? I mean, you could shake it till it falls off. But it's, I don't know, I just like dab it and then I take a rubber band and strap, like I wrap it around and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, earmuffs off.
Yeah. Anyway, Valerie Parashumpti or whatever,
just
19,
yeah.
were ordered to serve a minimum of 24 years.
That's it?
Yeah, well, I mean, they ended up getting life, it said, so.
Do you want to not skip around?
Well, I was just referring to the beginning of the article.
Oh, okay, thanks.
The court heard how Par, 19-year-old cunt, had a history of drinking blood as part of a vampire subculture.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Wonder why people are idiots?
Because they suck blood. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing. A psychologist told the court, yeah, psychologist is probably going to go to a mental institution
you
on
think?
Insanity or something instead. A psychologist told the court she had very strong sexual sadistic tendencies and was sexually aroused by physical torture and violence. Really?
Dude, fucking bring that shit on.
Yeah.
I'm all about the sexual violence and torture.
That just makes it better.
I know. Fucking draw blood. I don't care.
The pair bludgeoned Miss Mitchell with a concrete block.
Whoa.
Strangled her with a chain and then videoed her half-naked body and kissed while standing over her as she lay dying.
That is fucking brutal,
that,
dude.
These are some crazy bitches.
I would love to take them out on a night on the town. Here,
yeah,
and just,
they'll
like,
take you out on a night
on
the town.
Them, I would like just get them all drunk and drive them around and be like, all right, you see one yet? And then once they found one, I would just sit back and watch, and I'd have some popcorn and probably a lawn chair.
Nice.
And I'd be the one doing the videotaping. All right, now can you suck her blood a little more to the left? Okay, that's perfect.
Awesome. Stacy moved from West Moors near Bournemouth?
Whoa. Yeah.
In the UK when she was 10 years old. She had been staying with the woman in Lathlin, Perth at the time of her death. They dumped her body headfirst into a rubbish bin. Rubbish bin?
Topping the ice.
Garbage can!
Cake.
Jesus!
I know, right? Way to butcher the English language.
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess if I sat around all day drinking Foster's, I probably would butcher things too.
Yeah, that's true. Judge Peter Blackstone. I'm sick of these fucking names.
I'm sick of these judges judging people.
Seriously.
Who the fuck are you to judge?
Well, I guess they're a judge.
Well, okay, sorry. Yeah. My bad, Cap.
Sitting at the Supreme Court of Western Australia. Whoa, they have a Supreme Court? Cool.
Yeah. The Supreme Court of Supremacy.
Nice. Yeah. Said the pair had shown no remorse and were sexually aroused by violence. Oh, yeah, no shit.
How did they know they were sexually aroused? They had, like, a moisture meter hooked up to their cunts, and they were like, all right. He, like, pulled out a knife and, like, it went up a little bit, the meter, and then, like, he started cutting into something and, like, it went, like, just off the fucking scale.
Well, I mean, they were kind of
drooling and shit.
They were kind of videotaping them beating the shit out of this chick while they make out while she's dying.
So they're just making assumptions that that kind of shit sexually arouses them.
Yeah, maybe this felt like making out after killing someone.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you get to that point? Like, what happens in your life when you're growing up to make you do that kind of shit? Like, I can't grasp that.
Or either that or they're just born fucked up. I mean,
well, yeah, but I
don't know.
I don't know, man. That's
it's just
crazy.
Like the whole thing with serial killers.
I guess I should go study psychology more or something.
Yeah, maybe. Read some psychology books. Okay. Anyway, he ordered they be held under strict security without contact with each other as they shared the same perverse outlook on life.
You know, I have a feeling this is going to end all like Romeo and Juliet style.
I don't know. Let's see.
Just a shot in the dark here.
Yeah. Quote, you have each had more than a year in custody to reflect upon the evilness of your crime, yet you still lack remorse and obviously place no value on the sanctity of human life, the judge said.
Well, I mean, if you read some of this shit here. I mean, human life is kind of not worth much these days,
yeah,
if you know
what
I mean. I mean, just, most human life, I mean, people are just trash now.
Well, and we all, really, when you think about it, we all lead pretty pointless lives.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're usually just working your 9-to-5, making some company lots of money. It's I could see, I guess, like, just snapping one day and, I don't know, about bludgeoning someone to death with a brick and then, like, having sex in their blood, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I am kind of aroused by, like, mensy sex, so maybe that's the start of something dark like this.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Keep an eye on you. Yeah, I don't know if I could snap like that. Maybe if it was some old cunt.
Do you enjoy mensy sex?
I plead the fifth.
Have you ever had mensy sex?
I plead the fifth.
You know what the greatest thing to do is, like, having mensy sex, doing it from behind, and pretend like your dick is a knife, and you're just stabbing the shit out of the... And then I like to take the blood and paint it on my face like war blood, like war paint.
Oh, dude.
And then I go, you know
wow.
what? I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I did not know that about you.
So, what are you doing later? Wait, is it, what time of the month is it? We gotta wait a few days.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got the whole Mensy calendar.
Oh, really?
I know when. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost go time, baby.
I don't even know anymore.
Is that it?
No, I think I got some. I just need to find my spot. Quote, there is also the added problem that you each enjoy being sexually aroused by the infliction of violence. The prosecutor had told the court the woman had known Stacy for 3 days and killed her because she was irritating them.
Well, you know, ask a silly question.
Yeah.
So, why did you punch that guy? Well, because he was pissing me off.
Yeah.
Okay.
What other reason is
yeah,
there?
Yeah, because I was bored and wanted to see what it felt like.
Well, I guess that's a pretty good reason, too.
Oh, well, hey.
As good as that one.
You can't use those. Those are my excuses, by the way.
Damn it.
I know.
Why
did you stab that vagina with a knife and then paint your face in the Mensy blood and run around like an Indian? I was bored.
It's like, I got sick of just the usual and wanted to try something
new,
I guess.
Something a little freaky.
Yeah.
Because I listen to too much Distorted View.
Oh. So that's
your fault,
where you got
Tim.
It.
It's your fault.
See, in court, the pair were seen laughing and smiling as the details of the murder were described.
Okay, now, do you think they're kind of just playing this up just to get that insane charge?
It kind of sounds like they're just fucking with them,
like,
pretty much.
Like, it started off, this lady was just irritating, like, just an irritating cunt neighbor, and they fucking killed her, and they're like, you know, we're probably going to go to jail for this, and she's like, and then they did, you know, all that crazy shit, and then she's like, you gotta just keep playing this off until we're in the insane asylum,
right?
And then it'll be cuckoo drugs and happy dreams the rest of our lives.
Well, I don't know, I mean, would being in an insane asylum for your whole life be any better than being in jail?
I think if you were in there and on all those fucking psychoactive drugs, I don't think you would really, it would be any different. I mean, is it any different than spending your whole life working a 9-to-5?
Yeah, I don't know.
The fact that you get to leave it afterwards?
I mean, I guess I'd rather take the chance of being in a mental institution than being in jail.
You could probably, like, break out all Sarah Connor style or something.
Yeah, fucking you got rescued by the Terminator.
You're right. Come with me if you want to live.
Stacy's
mother... what? Hold on. You know what I find kind of disturbing about that is in the very first one, they send Reese back, and isn't he a Terminator or was he just a human?
I think he was just a human.
They did it, and that's where John Connor came in. So if they knew he was sending a Terminator back, why would he just send a normal human back?
I don't know. Well, that guy was John Connor's dad, wasn't he?
Right, but... I don't know. That shit confuses me.
I'd have to watch it again. It's been a long time since I've seen
that
the first
movie came
one.
Out in like 84.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stacy's mother, Sophie, and father, Andrew, said, "We are all still devastated over our Stacy's brutal murder." Well, it's probably brutal. Their fucking fault in the first place.
Right.
Quote, "We still can't believe that she has gone and the violent..." What?
And the violent way her life
ended.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how did they want her life to end, really? I mean, I bet they didn't expect her to make headlines.
Yeah.
I bet they didn't expect her to be read about on the Jam Hole.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. See, there's always a silver lining to the dark cloud of drinking blood and bludgeoning people to death with big mace and blocks.
Speaking of bludgeoning people to death, that's a song.
Is it?
Yeah. It's brutal, too.
I bet.
Maybe we should play that song as the outro. Yeah, well, I'll have to show you
we'll
that
see.
Song.
Who's it by?
Suicide Silence.
Never heard of them.
Yeah,
Is it hard?
It's hard.
Nice.
Okay, quote, "Though we have to accept the sentence that...
Perpetrators
have been given, no amount of time would ever be enough."
I'm buying you a subscription to Hooked on Phonics.
Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah.
Like that shirt that says, "I love Hooked on Phonics,"
and
it's all spelled
all backwards. Yeah. Just like that shirt.
Just like that.
But not
spelled wrong?
Right. No. Just like that shirt, but not a shirt, a subscription.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Quote, "Stacy was full of time, caring, loving, the life and soul of the house."
They always fucking say that.
Yeah,
shit.
Always.
It could have been the most dumbest, nastiest fucking bitch, and they're always like, "Oh, she was the light of my life. We couldn't imagine the fuck."
Well, because if they said she was some cunt,
reflect
on them poorly, you know.
Well, yeah, that's
and they don't
want to
look
they're
bad.
Like, man, she was some cunt, and we're glad she's dead.
Yeah, they want to make it look like it's all
true.
Her fault and has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Their parenting. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
House and will never fulfill any of her ambitions or dreams.
Well, I guess that was probably her ambition, to kill that girl.
If
she was so caring and loving and full of life, what was she doing hanging around with these two blood-sucking vampire cultists anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know, I mean...
I rest my case.
Yeah. That's pretty much all on that story, though, but that's pretty fucking crazy.
Well, speaking of kissing... VA targets adults who French kiss kids. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah. See how it led into
that?
Yeah,
that's a pretty good switch up, huh?
Thank you. I'm getting better.
Nice.
State legislators passed a law Saturday that would require adults who French kiss a child younger than 13 to register as a sex offender.
What?
And, you know, the thing is, oh, my God. They wouldn't have to pass laws like this if people weren't doing it.
If
they were like, you know, there's way too many adults French kissing kids younger than 13 going on. We better make a law for this. It's like fucking common sense. I mean, I think Keith came up with a good way to determine if you're too old or too young. It's like take your age, double it, and add 7, I think. Or take your age, double it. I don't know.
The thing with me...
It sounded good at the time.
In age, I mean, age is just a number.
That's what Aaliyah said, and she's dead.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
That song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's dead.
Hmm. Well, still, though. I mean... Well, I mean, everyone kind of develops mentally a little different.
But
some people faster than others.
Under 13?
Yeah, if it's under 13, it probably doesn't really matter.
You haven't developed much of anything when you're under 13,
yeah.
If you know what I mean,
yeah.
You fucking pervies.
That's why it's fucked up.
Yeah, and now we're wasting money making laws for this that people should just know not to do.
Well, we're all fucked up. I mean, of course, yeah. There's going to be people out there that are going to do that shit.
Oh, God. Why? See, and then you read shit like this, and then you wonder, why do people want to even bring more children into this world? They're going to run the chance of getting molested or kidnapped or killed and have their blood. I mean, just all this fucked up shit. You think you can shelter your child from it forever, and then you try and shelter your child, and you put them through, like, homeschool, and they end up the people that are doing this kind of shit to other people.
Yeah, exactly. Why?
You can't win, so just quit having fucking kids.
Why would you want to have a child and bring him into a world like this in the first place?
Yeah, that and the fact that there's already like a million fucking orphans that would love to have a home, and you do that, you adopt him, and you skip the whole shitting in diapers bullshit. You're like, it's like popping out a fucking 12-year-old, you know? You go straight to the fun stuff. You can actually like take them places and they understand. They're not just like, blah, blah, pfft.
Although, you know, there's a problem with that. I mean, the wrong people are going to start adopting 12-year-olds.
Oh.
You know?
Well, that's why we passed this law.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. Those convicted of tongue-kissing a child would be guilty of a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a fine.
A misdemeanor of 1 year?
Yeah, right?
That's kind of weird.
Doesn't that... So where do you draw the line of being... Of saying sexual molestation, or what is this going to be called? Or just a misdemeanor of tongue kissing. That's what they're calling it, tongue kissing.
Yeah, but a year in prison's a lot
and then
for
you're
a misdemeanor.
Gonna, and then you're going to get the pedos going in there and being like, I didn't use my tongue, so you can't fuck with me.
Oh, yeah, so where do they draw the line? It's only French kissing?
Right, so...
I mean, what's the difference?
Oh, God.
It's the same,
it is,
pretty much.
It's all fucking bullshit,
I mean, either
whatever.
Way, it's still, it should be the same law.
Yeah.
It's okay to kiss, you know, 13-year-olds as long as you don't
as
use tongue.
As long as it's not with the tongue,
yeah,
right?
Remember that.
Okay, thank you. This has been a public service announcement from the Jam Hole. Delegate Riley Ingram, Republican of Hopewell, introduced the bill on behalf of a woman whose 10-year-old daughter was French kissed by the 62-year-old husband of her babysitter.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That is pretty fucked up.
That's fucking brutal. The only crime prosecutors could charge the man with was contributing to the delinquency of a minor, which did not mandate that he register as a sex offender. I'm sorry, this whole page is like cut off. I'm missing like words. I'm just making it up.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it's cool. Ingram and other members of the House fought to make the crime a felony, but in the final day of the 2008 general voting session, gave in to senators who thought that classifying it as a felony was too harsh. These are the same senators that are like, man, if this bill passes, we're going to get misdemeanors on our record for tongue-kissing little
right?
kids.
Yeah.
And these are the same senators you guys are all voting for. So just do what I do and just don't vote.
Yeah, it's pretty much... What? I mean, it's like choosing between two bowls of shit, basically. You know?
I was going to say two different puppets, but all right, that's
well,
nice.
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't
yeah.
matter who you choose, they
it's
all
all
suck.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. I get it. That's cool. But what was I going to say? I don't even remember now. Let's see. Delegate Philip. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say is you guys are putting these people in fucking office, and then they're having all this power to go around and do this kind of shit. So if we all just didn't vote, what do you think would happen? Like, in this election, just nobody voted at all.
Yeah, that's actually kind of interesting.
We'd be
question.
Like, no, we don't want him, we don't want her, and we don't want him. We're going to fucking do things on our own from now on.
Yeah,
fuck
because,
you.
I
what
mean...
What do you think they would do?
Well, I
declare
what I
martial
think...
law, and Bush would be like, well, I guess I'm in again.
Yeah, probably, actually. He'll yeah. probably just, you know, just become fucking Hitler, basically.
Yeah, it's never going to change, so whatever.
Yeah. We're fucked either way.
Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Delegate Philip Hamilton, R. Newport News, cast the lone nay vote, refusing to back down from his belief that this crime should be a felony. Which it totally should. It should be worse than a felony. If you fucking are tongue-kissing anything under 13, there's something fucking wrong with you. I don't care how mature you think that 13-year-old is or how you guys have so much in common. She's fucking 12. The only thing you have in common is you want to put your tongue in her mouth and she has a mouth. That's it. It's fucking, it's ridiculous. Have you ever tried to talk to a 12-year-old? They're fucking idiots. There's
right?
nothing up there except what they hear on MTV and what they hear on Nickelodeon. They're dummy-dums.
They pretty much just believe what they're told.
Yeah, give them a chance to go through school, make some of their own opinions. Most of them just regurgitate the bullshit they hear their parents saying, and their parents are idiots most of the time.
Yeah, which is probably one of the reasons why we have so many religious freaks just brainwashing their kids.
Yeah, don't give
before
me
they can even. I could go in on that.
Religion
all
is a
night.
Whole nother episode. Basically, religion boils down to who has the better invisible friend. That's how I always thought.
Yeah,
of
pretty
it.
Much.
Yeah. So basically, we started all these religious wars over who's got the cooler invisible friend. Let's just kill people over that. Fuck it. Let's kill people over who fucking likes different television shows while we're at it, you
Although,
know?
The thing is about religion.
Shit, while we're at it, we might as well just kill people over skin color. I mean, that at least makes some fucking sense.
At least we can see that. At least we know it's real.
It's real. I can see it. I can touch it and smell it, and it smells like chicken.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Chicken. And watermelon.
I have black friends. I'm allowed.
You do?
Below me. I do. Just
really?
Not in this town.
Oh.
I do, though. I used to live in Las Vegas doing phone work. I knew this black guy named Dollar, and he had
Dollar?
Like, yeah, that was his nickname. I didn't ever ask what his real name was. He had a white girlfriend, kids, all
it's
that
better
shit.
Better than 50 Cent, I guess.
Ooh, dig. But no, he had like dollar bills tattooed on him, but they were hard to see because he was so black, and they use like just a dark
I never really got the whole tattoos with black guys because you can't see them anyway.
Well, you'd think they would use like white ink.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, actually never really thought about that.
And if they don't like white ink, then who's the racist now?
Oh
yeah,
nice.
That's right. I see how I turned
yeah,
it around.
Yeah, we use
there.
Black ink all the time.
I know. See, I'm not racist. I got color TV. That's so old. You ever like, oh man, I just go like listening to some of these people up here that have never left Montana talk, like they are seriously just the most racist motherfuckers
ever. Right?
Like we say this shit because it's funny and we're joking about it, whatever. You know, if I actually saw a black person, I wouldn't be like, oh, what's wrong with his skin? Someone left him in the oven too long. But these people are like so fucking serious about it.
Oh, these are the people that have never seen a black person real life.
Yep. Those are the people that are, yeah.
I mean, like, go down to Denver for a day and down East Colfax and see how you do.
Right. MLK Boulevard. Shit. Oh, let's see. I think that type of behavior is so egregious it warrants a felony, Hamilton said. Ingram said he was satisfied that a conviction would land someone on the sex offender registry. And all that's going to do is now you know where they're at. I mean, it's not like he's doing jail time or anything.
Other than the year that he might get, I guess,
but
the fine.
But it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
What kind of jail time could a misdemeanor carry?
Well, it said a year. It said up to a year
in punishable
prison.
By up to 1 year in jail and fine. That's dumb. And you know what? Because it wasn't a harsher penalty, all that says is there's a bunch of kitty lovers up in office.
Yeah,
that's all that says.
I bet
to me.
It was going
to
be a lot harsh, like a felony probably.
That's what it
and
should
be. And
then
all these senators are like, no, that's too much because
right,
they don't want to go to jail.
He's
forever.
Got like a kid sitting in his hotel room. He's like, can we just make that a felony, guys?
You know,
all
the Catholic priests
rah, rah, rah,
are like,
felony,
yes.
Felony, rah, rah, rah. But, you know, the fucked up thing is, okay, so say I go out, well, not me. Let's say, hypothetically, you go out and you tongue kiss a 12-year-old. Okay, bam, misdemeanor, up to a year in jail. Now let's say the same person goes out and smokes some weed and has, you know, like an ounce of weed on them, is selling to their friends so their friends can get high, all that shit. That's a fucking felony.
Yeah, right.
And if you grow the shit, and that's like, where do you fucking draw the line? That has so nothing to do. It's a victimless crime for one, and this is totally not. I mean, you go and tongue kiss a little kid like that, that's going to fuck up a little kid.
Yeah,
and now they're going to be fucked up for the rest of their lives, and then we're going to read about them later doing some fucked up shit, which is fine because we need content for the show, God knows.
Yeah, the more fucked up everyone is, the better our show is.
Yeah, fuck it. So, yeah, whatever. Go tongue kiss little kids. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I ain't having kids. They're not going to be mine, so I don't give a shit. So let's do one more each and wrap it up.
All right. See, well, speaking of 12-year-olds.
Wow.
12-year-olds.
One segue after another.
12-year-olds accused of sex at school.
What?
Yeah.
I hope not with the teacher.
Again. Anderson, SC.
South Carolina, for those of you in the know.
Fucking backwoods, huh?
Right.
Police arrested two middle school students Friday who are accused of having sexual encounters at their school at least 3 times over the past month.
Okay, now that, see, I don't see anything wrong with that. They're 2 little kids. Let them fucking explore. They're going to figure it out somewhere. It gets fucked up when one of those people is an adult. You fucking know better, adult. Be a fucking adult and go date other fucking adults. Don't go after little kids because they're vulnerable and they're easier to pick up because you can lure them in your little creepy van with candy, you sick fuck.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're at the same, you know, level.
Yeah, exactly. They're exploring. They're like, wow, what is this thing I have down here, you know? And she's like, hey, I don't have one. And, you know, they're fucking kids. They don't know any better. Let them figure it out for themselves.
You know, and at least they're at the age where if they do experiment, nothing happens.
Well, I don't know. I think little, they can get pregnant still, but then that's why we have abortion clinics.
Yeah, but you like, have all the parents again. Are like, oh, no, that's wrong. No. Can't do that. And then you have this 12-year-old with a fucking kid.
Then the parents should take it upon themselves and teach their fucking kids sex. Don't leave it up to the fucking schools to teach the sex.
Yeah, and the schools
are like,
wait,
oh,
until,
why, you know, why do you want me to do it? Yeah, I'm not the parent. Like, yeah, actually, yeah, you
it's
are
your
the
your fucking
so
shitty kid. Yeah, teach them something.
Exactly. Fucking people.
Yeah, seriously.
Keep fucking reproducing. Keep fucking having kids and see what the fuck happens.
Well, and
I dare you. I triple dog dare you.
People just keep having more kids and teaching them less and less.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, that's why we're more fucked up.
Well, it's not my responsibility. I have to go to work. Well, then you shouldn't have had the fucking kid in the first place. That's all.
Yeah, parents probably just think it's up to the schools to teach them everything. They just got to feed them and make sure they don't die.
Right, and some parents don't even fucking do that. They pay someone to do it. It's like, then why did you have that kid in the first place? Yeah.
I mean, some parents don't do shit.
Right. Look at all the fucking, the whole latchkey generation is fucking, they're all going to be fucked up. They're going to go on to do podcasts and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that say about us?
I don't know. Were you a latchkey kid?
I don't know.
Do you
I
know
don't
what
think
that
so.
Is?
I'm not sure.
Those little, the mom gives the kid the house key on the little thing, so when they walk home by themselves and mom's or dad's not home, they have the key to the house latch key.
Oh, okay.
I
yeah.
think that's what I mean. I don't know. I don't fucking have kids. Yeah, anyway. The fuck do I know about kids?
Well, the people aren't taking care of them for
yeah,
one.
No shit.
Police said that the boy and girl who are both 12 years old, admitted to having sex at McCants Middle School in Anderson between February 25th and March 5th.
Yeah, the kid was like, yeah, I fucked her. What of it?
Yeah.
You want to make something of it?
Investigators said that both students had asked to go to the restroom on Friday. That's probably why that in middle schools and stuff, they don't let two people go to the bathroom at once.
Don't they?
No.
Really?
No. It's like one person at a time, I think.
Wow,
except,
one
I guess,
in,
at
one
this
out.
School.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's, I guess that's probably their reasoning behind it.
Yeah. You know what, though? If they don't do it at school, they're going to do it after school, because God knows the parents aren't home watching them.
Speaking of, I remember, this is kind of old news, but I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, at Linderman, when it was just 7th grade.
Right.
There was this crazy thing going on that these couple people started that went to that school. They had this club in this treehouse, and after school they get a bunch of girls and a bunch of boys and they go into this treehouse at this kid's parents' house, and they would just like fucking have sex
orgies,
with each other. Yeah,
mad orgies.
Yeah, and these are 7th graders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you doing it in 7th grade?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I don't think so either.
I know
I wasn't, because I went to a Christian school from preschool to 8th grade.
Oh, bummer.
I know, dude. That was brutal.
Yeah, that must have sucked.
We were, like, the worst. Like, everyone I went to school with at that school it right now is either has kids, is on drugs, or is in jail, or is dead. So, way to go, school. Go Christians.
Go Christian school. You fucking pump out the best kids.
Right.
Fuck, where am I? Let's see. Investigators said that both students had asked to go to the restroom on Friday, and when an unusually long time had passed, damn, they were at it for a while.
Right.
A teacher went
probably trying to figure out where it went.
Where does it, which hole does it go?
Damn it. Like, I don't know, they all hurt. Oh my God.
This one smells
Sorry.
Funny. Well, they both probably smell funny.
Wow.
Teacher went to check on them and said they were found involved in a sex act in the boys' restroom. You should have picked, well, I don't know.
Which act do you think it was?
Fucking, I don't know. Probably a mixture because they didn't really know what they were doing.
It probably looked like a fucked up game of Twister.
Yeah, teacher was probably like, wow, I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, man, the teacher was probably like, hey, can I French kiss you?
It's only a misdemeanor.
Right.
Investigators said the students admitted to at least 3 sex acts committed while in the school building, including intercourse.
Including intercourse.
Including, wow, so, they were fucking doing everything.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yep. That's fucked up, though. Could you imagine, like, being 12 years old and you finally got to score with some chick and then the teacher walks in on you? I mean, what would you do?
I don't know.
Like, hey, occupido, biatch.
Well, would you be talking like that at 12 years old?
You'd probably be like, hey, occupido, bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Let's see.
What a mess.
The 12-year-olds are charged with disrupting school.
Charged them with something?
They didn't do anything. They just fucked. I mean, that didn't disrupt anything. They were in the bathroom.
So is it against the law then on the books for two, like, I mean, what's the age cutoff if you're the same age, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that. At least, the age of consent is different everywhere.
Right, but you would think if your shit works enough to where you're able to do that kind of shit, then...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and again, at least they're both the same age.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's the important thing here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know if there's a law against that, you know, because they're both 12 years old. I don't know if it's illegal to have sex at that age.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of weird. That's a fucked up law.
Yeah, right. It's like, why did you make the law? Well, there were these two kids, see, and they snuck off into the bathroom, and yeah.
See, they have been suspended and may be expelled.
Ooh. Wow. You know what? When I used to get, like, in junior high and shit, suspension was, like, the coolest thing ever. It was like, I get to go home?
Yeah,
really?
It's like, sweet, two
and
more days
And you're not
going to
call the truant officer? Really? Fuck me. No, I mean, fuck you. see ya.
I better leave before, you know.
Yeah.
They were released into the custody of their parents who agreed to bring them in for a hearing in juvenile court.
So they are, wow.
I guess. I mean, they have to go to court.
You know what? They should charge their parents. That's all. Charge the parents with something. Not taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something.
Charge their parents for not teaching them more about sex sooner, I guess.
And then
so
the
they
parents
just
would
know.
Be like, wasn't me. It's school's fault. Yeah. And then, they expect the schools to do all these miraculous things, and then they want to cut funding on schools. You know, it's like they can't have it all, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, either you want the schools to just run your kids' lives and do it, you got to give them the money to. I mean, they're teaching, some of these schools are teaching with books that are, like, so outdated, and then you wonder why the kids grow up idiots.
Right.
Well, it's ridiculous.
And plus, at least here, our school systems are really bad.
Here, you think?
Yeah.
See, I don't know what to compare them to.
I don't know. I mean, when you think about it, in the United States, most people graduate high school at 18, right?
Right, 17
well,
or 18, I think.
Most other countries, at least, I know in like England and stuff like that, they generally graduated around 16.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
And then in Japan,
well,
most kids graduate high school at 12. But that's, you know, they're fucking Japanese.
That's all they have. That and Bukkake.
Bukkake Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay. Anderson School District 5 did not confirm the incidents that allegedly led to the charges. But they released a statement saying, 2 12-year-old students at McCants Middle School have been suspended with a recommendation of expulsion in connection with inappropriate conduct that occurred this week at the school. School officials are continuing to investigate this matter. There's nothing to investigate.
Right. The teacher saw them doing it. End of story. Tell them, hey, zip up your pants and get back to class. That's all that should have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what? You tell them you can't do this, and they're going to want to do it even more. The more things you tell them they can't do, what I would do, I don't know. I would let them, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. At least do it at home where you know they're safe, you know? If you're going to smoke pot, fine, smoke pot, but do it at home. Don't say, oh, I better not catch you doing that shit, because then they're going to sneak around behind your back, and they're going to do it in some dark fucking alley, and then something bad's going to happen, you know?
Exactly.
If they're going to do it anyway, it's going to happen. So at least fucking give them that comfort and that support and be there for them, you know? Fucking smoke it with them. It ain't going to fucking kill you. It's weed.
Yeah, people are going to do it.
Fucking smoke it with them and go get some ice cream. It'll be the best time you ever had with your kid, ever. I guarantee it.
people are going to do this stuff whether it's illegal or not. I mean,
yeah.
The more laws we have, the more they're going to be broken. So yeah. Might as well make a lot of this shit legal, like weed, for example.
I think that's their whole reasoning, though, because every time we break a law, we pay a fine, and that's money in their pocket. So the more laws they make, the more laws we break, the more money they
get.
But
then there's the more money we have to spend to keep these people in prison for shit that isn't even that bad.
Yeah, it's a vicious circle. We could go around and around for days, and we're already an hour in.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, moving on.
I think we should probably just end it here.
Really?
That's,
yeah.
That's an hour.
Yeah, it's an hour.
People
that's
are
good.
Complaining that this show's too long. We don't have attention spans for that kind of show. It's like, whatever. The show's going to be about an hour every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, let's see. You guys should all, everyone, I want you to go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. It takes a minute, not even that. So I want to see the Jam Hole have at least 20 fucking votes by the end of this week. By show number 10, we had better have 20 fucking votes. That's all.
It will help a lot, too.
Yes. The more votes we get, the higher up in the rankings we get, the more people hear about us. And, yeah, if you guys have anything you want to say about anything, if you need help raising your kids, I will fucking help you. Just send us an email, info@thejamhole.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. If you're on MySpace, check us out, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And, yeah, check out Braden's band, myspace.com/massbloodshed. Do you guys have, like, a normal website yet?
No, I don't think we're really going to worry about that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just focus on getting the album put together and everything.
Exactly.
Right on. Well, that's it for the Jam Hole. I'm Matt.
And this is Braden.
Thanks for jamming it out.
Jamming.
I'm gonna let myself out of here. Tiff Clark Rule.